Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and we are continuing in our week by week discussion of the Enroute Academy. And so right now we're on week five. This will be week five of the Non-Radar Academy, or of the Enroute Academy, the non-radar portion. And just as kind of a reminder of how I'm determining the weeks, I am going strictly day one to day five is week one, 6 to 10 is week two, and so on. So right now we're on day 21 to day 25 is what I'm calling week five. And depending on when you get there, unless you start on a Monday, this is not going to match up exactly with your weeks. And so I just wanted to make sure I got that out there, and so that you understand where I'm coming from as far as week by week by week. And so week five, you've had a couple of days of non-radar lab, and so that's a great point to get to, but it's also, for the students, it's kind of a scary point to get to, because you know in your head that the eval is coming up. But for week five, you're going to go from non-radar scenario six, which is still in the fairly easy buildup that the FAA does. And at the end of the week, by day 25, you are on non-radar 19. The scenarios are much more difficult, much more complex, and much more like what you are going to see on your evals. So, to begin week five, you're going to have a test. You have your CKT, Controller Knowledge Test 1. And it will cover everything that you've talked about in your non-radar lessons and stuff like that. And so, you know, these CKT tests, best way to study for them is the end of lesson tests and going over those, making sure you understand what you covered in each lesson. And once you do that, you're back into the non-radar lab. And so you're going through, you have two more problems on day 21, two more scenarios that you're going to work. And then from then on, you're going to have three until the last day in the lab, when you'll go back to only having two. But you have three scenarios a day, which means you're going to be the controller for three. You're going to be the remote for three. Okay, so you get to run six problems a day in class. And I will reiterate to you that if those are the only problems you run while you're going through this, you are not going to do well when it comes to your non-radar eval. You have to run the scenarios. You have to run them and run them and run them and run them. It is practice, practice, practice. Practice, and then more practice, and then even more practice. Because what students don't understand, and what we as instructors would try to explain to them, is the bright light, that flash of light, when you start to understand it, truly understand it, and when it really starts to make sense, that bright light goes on at different times for different people. And that's true in anything that we try and do, anything you try and learn. And when you're trying to learn non-radar and put into practice non-radar, it is very important that you understand that it takes hours and hours and hours and hours of practice. So if you're getting 6 hours of practice or 6 scenarios a day at the academy, you need to be running at least that many, maybe more, outside of the academy. At home, with your classmates. And please, as a class, and I know I've talked about this in other podcasts, include all your class. It doesn't matter if they're struggling. It doesn't matter if they're not struggling. Everyone in that class can, you can learn from. Period. Even the student that's struggling the most still has so much to offer and may have insight into a specific situation that comes up that you might not have gotten. Okay, and so it is very important as a class. I can tell you, having watched hundreds of classes, that the classes that study together, and that means everyone in the class together, rotating through, but you can do it at the same place all together and just rotate through problem by problem, you know, as you go. Doesn't mean you have to work with the same person all the time, you know, but be there together. The classes that do that together succeed far more often than classes that are cliques, where there are three over here, three over here, three over here. It's very difficult to get through this program doing that. It is so important that you study as a class together. Rotate through who you're working with, because you're going to do that in the class as well. You're not going to be working with the same person all the time. Okay, so don't at home. But you have to practice. And this is a great week for me to just emphasize this. Practice. 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 Okay? For those of you who have been listening to this podcast, you know I love to read. I love to read books. And I've gone through some John Maxwell books in this podcast and spent many weeks on one John Maxwell book. And judging by how many of you have been listening to that, you guys appreciated that and you're using that. And hopefully it is a blessing to you. The newest book I've gotten, it was kind of a surprise. At some point I may take you through the convoluted way that I ended up getting this book and being interested in this book. But it's written by a guy who was the number one British table tennis player for a while. And his premise, and they do scientific research to back this up, his premise is that it's not so much about talent as it is about practice and about opportunities that you come across in your life. And for those of you who have listened to all the podcasts, thank you, by the way, if you have. I grew up playing soccer, started playing soccer just on a whim when I was about 7. Became obsessed with it. Became totally obsessed with it. And became very, very good at it. I was on city all-star teams. I was on select teams all through grade school, junior high, high school. And played in high school. Was fortunate enough that my high school had a team. And I played on a club team as well. And then played in college. Was fortunate enough to get 2 scholarship offers to do 2 different colleges. And chose one and was able to play a couple years in college and then played a little bit after college. Okay, but I say all that to lead up to this. The talent that I had came about through when I was a kid, just hours and hours and hours and hours of practice. It changed when I got to college, and now that practice wasn't just going out and kicking a soccer ball around. The practice was getting in much better shape. So it involved running, not something I enjoyed. It enjoyed working out in a weight room to get stronger. That was not something I enjoyed. You know, and so when it came to that point, the practice that was required, I wasn't that thrilled about. And so it put a cap on just how far I was able to go as a player. And I topped out at a certain level. And there's no telling if I could have gone beyond that. The great thing is that I don't necessarily regret that, because I see the path that my life has taken as an air traffic controller, as an instructor at the academy, and now as a podcaster. I like and am very thankful for the path that my life has taken. And I was able to even later on to get back into coaching. I got into coaching right after college, enjoyed it immensely. Very fulfilling to be able to coach young players. And then got back into coaching in my 40s, and incredibly rewarding. And then went up to the academy as an instructor / coach. And that's what I loved that. I would tell classes as an A lead when I was introducing myself and getting to know the class, I would tell the class, you are getting into the best job in the world. And as I spent more and more time at the academy as an A lead and as a lead and as an instructor / coach, I began to think, you know, air traffic controller is not the best job. The best job is being up there as an instructor and helping students get through that academy. And so that's the personality that I have. But that is, you know, going back to this book, it's more about practice. It's more about the hours and hours and hours and hours that you put in to try to get really good at something. And I used to tell my classes, you know, that air traffic control is it's a language. It's a foreign language that you're trying to learn. You're trying to learn how to say it. You're trying to learn how to write it. You're trying to learn how to interpret what you write and what others have written. And in my life, I've tried to learn probably about 5 different languages. And there's a reason that I'm only fluent, semi-fluent in English and fluent in air traffic. Because those are the only two that really mattered enough for me to truly learn, okay, and put in the hours required to learn and to get better. And so that's a long, long, long way of me saying that the number one thing that you have to do at the academy is practice. And even though we're just on week 5, we're in the middle of non-radar labs, okay, I will tell you this, and I will tell it again in a few episodes, in a few weeks, that practice has to, and that has word is capitalized, it has to continue into the radar portion. And I will go over how that can happen when we get there. But it has to continue. There are things, there's phraseology, there's set steps that you have to take, whether it's emergency, a military change of destination, a departure, an arrival, you know, all these things are steps that you have to go through, that you have to practice. You have to practice. You cannot just get this by going through it one time in class. It doesn't work that way. Air traffic does not work that way. You are going to be learning for the rest of your life how to do this job. I still learn to this day. I'm 61. I learn things. Maybe not every day at work, but once or twice a week at least. With the traffic that I get to see, I learn a new way of doing things that I might not have thought of trying. I have always watched the people that I work with and learned from them. Okay? So, understand that the En-ROUTE Academy is all about practice. And it's all about putting in the hours and hours and hours required to practice and to get as good as you need to get in order to pass. Okay? So, you'll get very tired of me saying that P word, because I'm going to say it over and over and over again. Okay? So, that is pretty much an overview. These are just overviews. I'm not going into details. I'm not telling you what each scenario is going to have, because that's not my job. That's not my job. That's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about the outside, the classroom stuff. Okay? But just be warned. Next week, week 6 of the academy, is the non-radar lab evals. Okay? Non-radar lab evals, and then you start radar. And then it just keeps going from there. So, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for continuing to support this podcast. I'm getting new followers every day. Oh, thank you guys so much. New listeners every day. Those of you that send me emails, I can't tell you how encouraging it is to me to get emails from you guys that are listening. It really is encouraging to me. Thank you so much. And if there's anything that I can do, any question that I can answer that I haven't answered, or maybe that I have answered that you want more personal answer, please let me know. You can email me. It's TomHaines@sidebysideATC.com. I try to answer every email. If you want more information about some of the coaching programs that I offer, some of the coaching that I offer, you can go to the website, which is sidebysideATC.com, and you can find out more information there. I'm always trying to, you know, make that website better. If you have a question about anything that's on there, then please email me. Contact me somehow, some way. It doesn't matter where you are in the academy, or if you're just trying to figure out what you want, what you need to do before you go to the academy. Either way, let me know, because the reason I do this is to help you guys. I have seen students, too many students, fail at the academy who just needed a little bit extra to get through and to pass. And it's heartbreaking. It really is. And so that's why I do this. And so thank you again for listening. Thank you again for maybe sending this to someone you know, letting them know that this podcast is out there. It continues to amaze me that there are people out there that are actually listening to what I have to say. And so I'm going to continue to be here. Hopefully you guys will continue to be there, and hopefully you'll get something out of each and every one of these episodes. But thank you again so much for listening, and thank you again for your support. And as always, do not try to go through this process of becoming an air traffic controller alone. You don't have to. Let me come alongside you, and we can get through this side by side. Have a great week. Bye.